This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee is coming down after all. Yesterday, the Dallas City Council voted to remove the statue in Oaklawn. That brought a lawsuit and a temporary restraining order. The statue's fate was decided this afternoon in a federal courtroom. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
Dallas resident Hiram Patterson and the Sons of Confederate Veterans filed suit right after the council voted, arguing that it had breached procedural rules and that taking down the statue would violate their First Amendment rights. The city fired back, saying Patterson didn't have standing to bring the suit, and it rejected the constitutional and procedural arguments. In the end, Judge Sidney Fitzwater sided with the city. Larry Casto is a Dallas city attorney.
I think the judge's ruling today recognize the legality and appropriateness of this process, and as we move forward, we'll continue to remain open and transparent.
Less than 24 hours earlier, right after the council voted, workers started preparing to remove the 81-year-old statue, but they soon ran into problems. The statue was bigger than expected, and the crane they'd brought was too small. That gave time for the legal challenge to be filed, and the restraining order halted the activity. After the judge ruled, City Councilman Dwayne Carraway said the timeline isn't set yet for when the statue will come down.
This time, when they return, then they will come and we will do it respectfully and we will store it. It will not be destroyed. It's very important that folks know this will be stored.
For watchers in the courtroom, the decision drew mixed reactions. Larry James from the nonprofit City Square called it a victory.
It's time that we take the moral high ground and proclaim to all of our youth and all of our families that we're all one. No more division, no more second-class citizens, no more institutionalized racism. Got a long way to go. Taking the statues down is not going to solve that problem, but we can go to work together.
Beth Beazle disagrees. She's part of the Park City's Preston Hollow Leadership Forum.
And just because you call it racist propaganda doesn't make it so. They've made a claim, but they've not made their case. And it's not the proper role of city government to try to protect people from hurting other people's feelings.
The debate in Dallas about what's to be done with this and other Confederate symbols will continue. A 20-member task force is working on a comprehensive plan for the statues, streets, and parks that commemorate the Confederacy. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.